We're live. Oh, I caught you. I was waiting for it. It's the only time it ever happens.
You piece of shit.
Well, fine, that's what they call me. Us.
Fine, do it.
Oh,
just kidding.
I don't know what to say past that.
And we are live. Welcome back to what's our show called? Oh, The Beards Next Door, presented by Beard Mountain. That's right.
TBND.
I'm your host, Tim, here with my co-host,
Mr. Corey,
and our brand new friend. Introduce yourself.
I am Newt Timpson, Apprentice Wizard.
Timpson, I like your last name.
Thank you.
Apprentice Wizard. Okay, believe me, the fucking questions. The second Corey said that we're having you on here, I was like, oh, fuck, I'm ready to go with this shit. Like, I want to know, you know, like Gandalf. I mean, oh, yeah. Harry Potter, aren't they? First off, let's start with what is a wizard?
I would say that a wizard is somebody who seeks wisdom.
Okay. Constantly. So it's way deeper than fucking casting spells and shit like that.
I would say so. I mean, casting spells is part of it. There are definitely some spells to be cast, but I do think that most of it is, at least for me so far, a lot of it has just been seeking.
Okay.
Huh.
So you're an apprentice. How many levels of apprentice is there?
Well, I go to the Grey School of Wizardry, and there's 7 levels of.
Okay. Let's start there. What and where is the Grey School of Wizardry?
It's based out of New York somewhere.
Neat.
Well, there's a physical campus online in New York. I think the school is actually based out of somewhere in California.
Wait, so this is actually a fucking... You're taking courses?
Yeah. Yeah.
This is your profession.
It's...
All right, so you're going to school.
I mean, he's an apprentice.
Is this like college level type classes, or can you do it in high school?
You can do it from the time that you're 11 until as old as you'd like. But the courses are definitely complex. So you do get a lot of... I mean, I'm almost a level 2 wizard, and so I'm still like kind of towards the bottom. And some of the classes that I've taken have been pretty in-depth.
Damn. Are we talking like meditation and stuff like that?
Definitely, yeah. That's okay. Right now, I'm actually doing a class where I have 3 weeks of daily meditation that I've been doing, and I mean, I want to incorporate it into my everyday life
right.
at some point. And I guess I always have done some level of meditation, but it's never been a daily meditation, and so I'm just kind of experimenting with different ways to meditate and finding what works best right now. So. Kind of curating my meditation practice.
So, like, there's different... I mean, I guess I should assume there's different ways of meditating. Yoga is a way of meditating.
Yeah, absolutely.
And like, okay, interesting.
So, man, I have so many fucking questions.
Okay, my question...
How did you find this... do we call it a college? Do we call it a university? Is it just a school?
I think that it's...
And there's an actual application process?
You do actually apply for it.
Okay. And it costs money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. What's tuition
so it's a
like?
Legit
if,
school,
what's
yeah.
tuition like compared to like a city college?
Compared to a city college, I mean, I would say it's much less than going to a conventional college.
Okay. Okay.
But you still learn a lot of
things
that maybe tie into that even. I mean, there's at level 1, there's a quantum physics course. So you can definitely learn.
How many students attend this? College, do you know?
I don't
or
know.
School,
I
should
say. Well, because, I mean, he said there's a physical campus and the online campus.
But, you know, like, online Phoenix, that they have, so they have, like, millions of fucking members. I just wasn't...
I think
Do you know anyone else in Billings who's...
I don't.
You don't?
Nope.
That's lonely, though.
I'm a lone practitioner at this point.
It's still kind of cool, though.
Okay, so what, you're not to spells and stuff yet.
Well... I guess before I joined the college, I found a book that kind of goes with the college.
Okay.
And or the school. And I read the book first and started practicing out of the book first. And then I was like, well, maybe I should learn this stuff a little bit better. And so then I took the step further and applied.
So, Is it just a regular book, or is it like
a book that you had to find after? Is it like the Book of Secrets type book? You had to find it under the shelf at the library, or
well, I guess this book has been around for quite a while, and I've kind of been into esoteric stuff for quite a while. Well, and
can you define esoteric for the listeners?
Esoteric, I guess, is maybe... I'm not a dictionary, but I would say that it's like...
We got a dictionary right there.
Yeah, just let's look up.
We have freaking Google, man. Google can do everything.
It's sort of like metaphysical studies, I would say.
E S O. Yeah, right there. Mm-hmm. Intended for or likely to be understood by only a small number of people with a.
So that to me would explain.
Oh yeah, that totally makes sense.
Going what a wizard is. You're not going to get a broad group of your fucking, a mass group of the. United States one. Yeah, we can believe in that.
Yeah.
But I hope so at some point. I mean, hopefully wizards just end up being this thing that everybody knows that they can go to. You know, oh.
That would be dope.
I have this cosmic problem that I've been having. You know, I'm having a midlife crisis or something. What do I need?
I need a wizard. I have many cosmic problems. Like, why the fuck? Oh, don't get me started on outer space. But so many
fucking... I don't think it's... I think when they say cosmic,
obviously,
Tim's straight mind is like fucking aliens.
Oh,
bro.
I believe in aliens. Hands
oh,
down.
1 jillion percent. Fuck yeah. One.
Tim swears up and down he was up. No, you don't think it was.
No,
your abduction.
In October, I woke up from an abduction.
Yeah.
Either on the way out or it had already happened and they were putting me back. It was fucked up.
What happened?
Okay, so just to make it short, because I've told this story before, everybody wants to fucking know now. I was sleeping in the basement, mm-hmm. and just pretend this is like the wall, of course. It's just a concrete wall, because that's the outside of my house.
And then the bed's like right here.
And my bed was right here. This is the head of my bed. This is my bed. This is my head. My feet down here against the wall. Mm-hmm. I was having a dream that I was in a different home, but I was still with my wife, and I was in bed. And I can't remember what she said, but all of a sudden, lights were coming through the windows up towards the ceiling. So you were just seeing that shining light. Mm-hmm. And it got like... fucking wildly loud, like have you ever been in a car with like subwoofers, like yeah. It just took my fucking breath away. Just it was like that, and when I fucking finally, I don't know what was happening in the dream, I was just like, dude, what, this is hurting my ears. When I woke up, I was sucked all the way up against the wall with only my fucking boxers on, and I sleep in generally like pajama pants and shirt, sometimes without a shirt, but that night I did. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if I was fucking getting abducted, getting fucking raped. I don't know. But no, I've never felt a feeling on my body like that.
Yeah.
And I was like scrunched up against the fucking, like contortionist up against the, and I felt that pressure, and as soon as I woke up, it's gone. Corey doesn't believe me, but it was
Totally fucking believe you. Like, it's just very
interesting. It was the wildest shit.
So to feel like you were, like, midway between dreaming and awake, somewhere in that hypnagogic state.
Yeah, I might have been, lucid dreaming, even, who knows. But okay,
lucid dreaming is crazy to me too.
I think that's where extraterrestrials operate, man. I think,
dude, that's why so many people want to explore DMT. Mm-hmm. Is because I mean that, like, you, a lot of people I've spoken to actually think you're conversing with these beings while you're on these DMT trips.
Right.
Dan Aykroyd, Joe Rogan, they both fucking agree that when you're in that, it's like another dimension. Mm-hmm. In that state, you're actually conversing with these beings. And who's to say there isn't a jillion different dimensions right now?
Oh, yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. You don't have any fucking proof of that. So, we just got done with esoteric.
Yeah.
Yes.
Get on a tangent about fucking aliens.
Well, he asked.
I know.
I wasn't going
to
fucking
And I had to bring it up.
I know, you
dumb.
I mean,
aliens, I feel like aliens are kind of almost what prompted my...
Really?
My whole, like, introduction into wizardry. I mean, I feel like my introduction to wizardry has gone back a lot further than that. I kind of feel like it's always been something that I've been headed towards, and then I finally, like, realized it. But so, I had kind of a similar experience. I was in, like, a very deep state of relaxation one day, and...
Was it, like, drug-induced? Was it just normal relaxation?
I'm going to say it was normal relaxation. Okay. And I was just sitting. I had the house to myself, so I was just hanging out on my own, listening to music. And I feel like in my relaxed state, I was able to kind of shift into something else. Whoa. And I kind of felt like something took over my body in a way. And after that, I mean, the next day, and I like...
Were you seeing anything, or...?
Not really, no. I just felt like I was experiencing everything in my house for the first time ever.
Wow.
Interesting.
Like, something else was seeing through me. And...
Shit.
Then I came out of that, and I was, like, hanging out on my deck the next morning, and thinking about it, and reflecting. And I was like, well, I need to do something. I actually, what I thought of, I was thinking that maybe this thing, whatever, like, came into my body was another dimensional being.
And, yeah, definitely.
And then I was trying to think, well, what was it? You know,
right?
Where did this thing come from?
Yeah, the rational part of you was like, no, that didn't fucking happen. You know, you're
right.
Like, your mind tries to play like, no, it didn't happen. You're like, yeah, fucking it did.
Mm-hmm.
You're playing that mind fuck with yourself.
Yeah, exactly. And so I tried to, like, kind of imagine what it was. And I eventually figured that it must be this extra dimensional being that maybe has a purpose for me. But maybe this thing isn't a stranger to me. Like, maybe this was just the first time that I realized it was there. And it, when I was thinking about it later on, I thought, well, what does this thing want me to do? And the analogy that came to my mind was, are you a player character or are you a non-playable character? And if I was just going, kind of living my days day to day, not really going out and creating anything, then I was just kind of being a non-player character. And I wanted to make a shift to actually taking control of my life more and being more intentional with it. And then I did, I guess. And it was kind of the beginning of what I would call and what I've learned in wizardry school is a synchronicity wave. So that kind of triggered me to start thinking that way. And then, like, a series of events sort of happened where I went on vacation, and I ended up coming, and my wife was home alone, and I came home afterwards, and she had kind of had a similar experience, and she had gotten into some new, like, esoteric views at that time too, and so we had been conversing about it, and then eventually, like, wizardry just popped up in the school, and so I bought the book, and
So, are there witches and wizards then, or is it wizards?
I have a question. Because
I do, I do know, so, like, my sister-in-law is Wiccan. She is a witch. Is...
Like, she practices?
Are they, yes.
Does she, like, if she's mad, she'll, like, cast a spell on you type shit?
I don't really know. I've never really asked her, because I feel like it's kind of rude for me to just be like, hey, what do you do with your... Well, and, I mean, it's kind of like, do you go up to a Muslim and be like, hey, you know, exactly. Do you go up to a Christian and be like, hey, why this? No, it's just, for me, I always assume it's rude. It's a religion as well. But
I guess I didn't ever view it that way. I just
Wiccan is totally considered a religion, I believe. Yeah. So, like, I know she is practicing. I do know that for certain. But, like, the question is, are women that go to the school called witches, or are they wizards that witches are part of Wiccan? Like, do you consider
is
that?
It, is
like,
it both sexes?
Yeah, anybody can attend. And I don't think that it's... I think that it's kind of however you want to be. I mean, I think that if you identify as a witch, then you can practice witchcraft. And if you identify as a wizard, it doesn't... I mean, the gender of it doesn't really...
Okay, so that was the question. So, okay. Like, if a woman is becoming a wizard, she is still just a wizard.
Yeah, she's a wizard.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know if there was, so, like, a separate term. That's why I asked.
My question is, the wizards we see throughout, like, I'll say Hollywood, they do differ quite a bit, but obviously all of them are using a staff or
a wand of some sort.
I'm trying to think of a wizard who didn't. I mean, Gandalf did do stuff with his hands alone too, but most of the time he had his staff, and obviously Harry Potter, that's a school of wizardry, so they're wizards, they had wands and stuff. Do you guys have a tool, a utensil?
Oh yeah, there's lots of tools there.
Oh, he brought one. Fuck yes. Is this thing loaded?
Like,
what's gonna happen?
I brought my whole tool bag.
Are you gonna do fucking, oh fuck yes. Oh. So I wanna, are you gonna do like fireworks and shit like he did in the Shire?
I wish I had some fireworks. I love fireworks.
That'd be
I'd love to start like using fireworks in my practice because I love Gandalf. I mean, he's
right.
Kind of, oh man, this is fucking
major inspirations.
Yeah. Okay. Did you while you're getting that out? Did you have any? Fucking legit. Did you have? Oh man, I feel weird. I just had a weird feeling come over us.
That's legit looking.
Oh. Okay. So.
So for everyone that cannot see it.
Yeah, for you, if you're just listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, he's got
or
his
wherever.
Is that a wand?
This would be a wand.
Okay, yep. He's got his wand. Did you make that?
I made it. So I harvested the main part of the wand from an oak tree, and this is actually a piece of
quartz or something.
I think it's when I bought it, it was in a rock shop in like a bulk thing, and it said aquamarine.
Oh.
But I think that it might be citrine.
Oh, okay.
It's because it's kind of glossy, but I believe in a psychological model of magic, so I mean, if I'm feeling like I'm relating to this as aquamarine, it kind of works. So,
sure, sure.
And that's how I purchased it, and that's always how I've known it to be. I'm an Aries, and this is my birthstone, so
nice.
It kind of connects to me.
Okay,
in
now
way.
This looks like Norsk. Is that Norsk written on?
Yeah,
there? Is that how you say their
some Norse runes?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And
now,
so
why is that? Is that your personal heritage, or does that come with wizardry, or what?
It is part of my personal heritage. So I do have some. I actually have Viking origins. We
you
have
a
family tree,
dope.
And there's like names, and then next to it says.
God damn it! Mine were fucking. My ancestors came from Russia.
Oh.
Half of the family. I wish I could be Viking, man. That's way cooler.
I think that there's a lot of Russian ancestry.
Of course, how far did you have to go back to find that? You would have to go back like 5 or 6 centuries, right?
I think
right?
It was in like 400 or something.
Yeah, okay.
It was a
how the fuck did down. They chart that far?
I guess it was written down. And,
oh my god.
My dad's told me that it's this family tree has just kind of like stayed in a family Bible and gotten.
Damn.
That's fucking sweet.
Yeah, I don't have anything interesting like that.
I've never seen it. I've seen a picture of it is all. So, I mean, I haven't been hands-on. But.
Okay. So did the school. Okay, at what point in the program did you get to make your wand?
I did that before I joined the program. So
oh.
I did this when I was just reading through the book. And
oh, yeah. I
see the book. I did bring that, too. It's called The Grimoire for the Apprentice Wizard.
Ooh. Like, why? Okay, I do have to ask this. Ravenheart. Why is it that, like, wizardry books?
If I can't hold it, that's
is that
fine.
What it is? Is that what it's called? Wizardry?
Wizardry,
yeah.
Yeah. Why is it wizardry books always have the coolest fucking names? Like, if you think about it, like, every book or thing that I've ever seen, they've got, like, even wizards, they have cool fucking names and, like...
Dude, even all the fucking artists have amazing names.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, and the name, part of why I think people have such cool names is because a lot of wizards name themselves, so we...
Creating circles and ceremonies? Oh, my God.
Okay, I just want to flip through when you're done with it, because that looks really
interesting. Are we allowed to look in this?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
this is a
it.
Public book. This isn't like your school.
You
okay.
can buy that at Barnes & Noble, which is really wild. Over Christmas, I was like walking through Barnes & Noble, and I was like, oh, there's the Grimoire. And I'm thinking, why didn't I see this in like 2009?
Right?
You know, why did it come to me in 2020?
Magic. Oh, man, these are like fucking...
I mean, so, hold
dude,
on.
Dude, this is fucking
hold
wild.
On, hold on. So you recently just became a wizard, and you're already a level 2?
I'm almost a level 2.
Damn.
I have like one class left. And then
wow.
Yeah, okay, so it's like completing credits, like any college course. Okay. I don't want to call it a college, but I'm just like using it as a reference.
Right. It's an educational institution.
So how many did you say there were?
Seven.
Seven. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, do you have like Zoom calls with like headmasters and stuff like that? Or
I haven't. It's all been online.
Okay.
There are some video video classes
okay.
that are pre-recorded.
Okay.
Those have been excellent. All the classes have been really excellent, but it's a lot of go at your own pace and
sure. Okay,
this is fucking crazy,
yeah,
man.
So
like I'm kind of flipping through and
let's,
like,
dude, let's get to what everyone wants to know. Spells are real? I'm assuming.
Yes, I believe so.
Okay, so that's my next thing. Are they real for like I'm gonna say like layman's terms? Like Corey and I, we don't practice wizardry. Mm-hmm. Can we see a spell like Harry Potter or Gandalf go?
I mean, obviously, it's not going to come out of the wand.
They can levitate
like,
a fucking object, you know?
Mm-hmm. I think that spells are more like... there's a couple of different things that go into a spell. I mean, you have to know what you're wanting to cast a spell for.
Sure.
So, right.
So with that, I mean, you have to have an intention that's set, right?
So the user will believe they're levitating this object.
Right.
But in reality, what would we see?
I mean, it depends on the practitioner, I guess. Okay. I mean, some practitioners, you're going to see them levitate something.
What
I mean,
the fuck?
Think about performance magicians.
Yeah, true.
You know, I mean, so they're levitating people. And I am not going to say that's not magic. I mean, that's like probably the first magic that I ever encountered.
Yeah. Right, right. So, okay, Chris Angel. Would he be considered a wizard, or is he just a magician?
Yeah, him and David Blaine are just performers, dude.
But they might believe in magic. I mean, they don't believe in magic.
Let's get this argument out of the way. David Blaine is 5 million times the magician artist that David Blaine will ever be.
Did you just say that David Blaine?
Chris
Angel?
Chris Angel,
Is the bigger performance artist?
David Blaine's way bigger. Chris Angel.
Oh, I agree. I just say okay. Chris Angel because yeah. Chris Angel no, always want, had like, I the to dark, get that. Brooding.
Oh yeah, he's got the
like,
anagrams and all that.
Yeah,
shit
and,
all over
and so
here.
Like that's why I ask. You
is
know,
he a wizard?
So is there a difference between? I mean, obviously there's a difference between a magician and
yeah,
a wizard.
Yeah, we don't
like,
want to say a wizard.
No, 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 no. And
tricks.
I don't. And
right.
I don't. I'm not saying a magic performer.
Yeah.
Like, I guess. I don't know how I want to, because I mean it's.
You don't want to assume a wizard is doing a magic trick that is solvable. You want to think
right.
It's an actual spell.
Are they not a performance magician, but like a. Is there okay? I guess is there such a thing as a magician that's not a performance magician?
I think so.
Or would they be considered just a wizard? Because they're performing magic. Okay.
I think if they want to identify as a wizard, then they're probably.
Oh, so what he's.
So it's just all about how you.
A little bit of what he's saying is the spells differ because you could cast a spell where you're like, I'm totally stupid, I'm going to make so and so feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas you're not going to see a physical thing. But if you both believe that it's happening, mm-hmm. would that mean the spell worked?
I would say so, yeah.
Okay,
I mean,
so it's not as easy as you holding it up and this fucker going.
Right.
Right.
Okay. That's
okay,
what
yeah,
Hollywood
that,
teaches us
yeah.
about.
And
yeah.
so that's why I was asking.
Yeah.
You know, if
me too, 100%.
It's
so that you can have like a metaphysical spell. So
yes.
you like put the intention, and then you manifest that intention.
Okay.
Into reality, and then your spell works.
So what level do you practice those?
I mean, I would say anybody can. And that comes from, I guess, Grant Morrison stuff. I mean, if you guys are into comic books, Grant Morrison wrote The Invisibles, which I haven't read yet, but it's on my list of things to read. But he's definitely a chaos magician. And if you look it up sometime, there's this video of him online where he is just talking about doing magic. And he also wrote a pamphlet called Pop Magic. And that tells you how to draw sigils. And this is magic for everybody. Like, that was, I think, his intention with Pop Magic was, and I mean, I can't speak for him, obviously, but
right.
or for them, obviously, but they essentially just taught people how to do chaos magic. And
so what is chaos
yeah.
magic?
Chaos, I'm not really a great chaos magician, but I have made some sigils. Basically what you do for a sigil
and
is
also
you,
what's a sigil while you're there.
Okay. So
yeah.
you
but let's be
down,
real.
Your intention or your desire.
Okay.
And then you take out, I think it's, you take out all the vowels. So you're just left with a string of consonants. And I might have that backwards. But you're left with some letters. And then you take those letters and you put it into some kind of a design. And then.
Okay. With the letters, you draw a design.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then that's where, like, your energy is able to be stored for your intention. So then maybe you meditate on this sigil or think about it throughout the day or something. Grant Morrison says that you're supposed to forget about it after, like, forget about what it means and just focus on the design that you drew. And then eventually you pretty much let go of it. So you, like, charge it and then you let it go and then you wait. For results. And he says that it happens every time. I've done a couple of sigils, and I would say that they haven't not happened. So you know, maybe some of them I'm still waiting for.
Where you manifested whatever you wanted it to work out.
Yeah.
Whether it be, I want to have a good day tomorrow, even something as simple as that.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. Yeah, it could be anything. I mean, for one, I have done it before I apply for jobs, and I haven't not gotten the job. So, I mean, it kind of depends on what you believe. You know,
okay,
do you believe
so,
that it's the magic that did it, or okay. is it, you know, was it my
divine
skills? I think that it's
yeah.
a little bit of both. I mean, I think that part of it is also just having that intention set as a way to motivate yourself to achieve that goal.
Right. Yeah.
What the fuck? Okay. So, are you casting spells? Like, are you like throughout the week? Are you casting spells?
I wouldn't say throughout the week. I'm kind of the type of wizard that likes to let things happen.
Okay.
I'm not trying to intervene a whole lot.
Sure.
I mean, some people think that, like, when you cast a spell, it comes back to you in, like, threes or something. I don't know if I believe that.
Oh, so you reap what you sow type fucking
kinda,
deal?
Okay. Yeah. But, I mean, I always try to have good intentions with the spells mm-hmm. that I cast.
Right.
I always like to think about them a lot and make them very intentional. I don't want there to be loopholes in the spells or
yeah, you're
sigils
not,
that I make.
So you're not, like... Man, it's so weird because I'm trying to not think of like the Hollywood,
mm-hmm.
you know, because literally all of their fucking spells are an action and
a
reaction. A
word,
you know, like... they're doing the action. There's always a physical reaction that we see, whether it be someone fucking, you know, getting hit,
mm-hmm.
Even
something
even
floating,
Gandalf
something changing,
shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's totally.
It's mind over matter.
Absolutely, absolutely. Like yeah. he said, I mean, he got those jobs.
Yeah.
Are you casting spells on your wife?
No.
Okay. Is there a rule against, like, doing it to people?
I mean, I don't know. Probably it's more of, like, an ethical concern,
yeah, right?
Like,
be attracted to me. You know, like, shit like that.
Yeah. Not to say people don't do that.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that that's definitely something that people are out
for
there
sure.
using magic for. I mean, love potions and stuff have been around for...
Ooh.
We've heard
yeah,
about
I
it forever.
I want to talk about... Okay, so we've got the, you know, the metaphysical, the thought-provoking, like, stuff, like you said about getting the jobs. And
mm-hmm, sure.
So are there, to go along with wizardry, what other kind of tools, like tools of the trade, do you have aside from a wand?
Yeah, so one of the tools that I have...
I am so fascinated.
Ooh, it's a box.
He pulls out a fucking 10-foot wither staff out of the goddamn bag.
I wish.
It's
I
a box that says
still
herbs.
Crafting it. Oh, yeah, it's a box
yeah.
that says herbs. So this is.
Corey,
that
can
I
you
use.
Identify those herbs for us, please?
Just because I'm a pothead, I can look at herbs. I can't even look at fucking coriander and tell
Corey,
you what it
Corey
is.
Corey fucking whips out his grinder.
I don't know. Let's try this.
So these are some herbs that I've used, and most
paprika.
And mostly these have been used for making my tools magical. So you kind of have to like bind your tools to you. And this is some of the stuff that I've used for that.
So like, are we talking like burning sage type?
Yeah,
shit?
Pretty much. I have some of these are mercurial herbs, and they're martial herbs, and then some of them are more for the moon. So with the martial herbs, I use that to, it's called a consecrating. And so I use that to consecrate my athame that I have here. And that's kind of used for like banishing things. So if I have like a bad habit or something that I want to break.
That's
looks like something I would
ban.
Yeah, that would definitely be like.
I found it in an antique store. So
even better yet, like,
I can't, so,
dude, that's banishing.
So you're
something.
Banishing stuff. So from okay, so this is not making fun of anything, but from an outsider's perspective, they're driving by your fucking house and they see you out in the yard, fucking whipping that bitch around. That's a possibility because you're banishing
yeah.
something. Okay,
probably right. throwing it at a target. That's what I've.
Oh
I've
yeah, for sure.
Done. Yeah,
looks like a pretty heavy fucking throwing knife.
It is pretty heavy, and it honestly it doesn't work the greatest for a throwing knife, but it. Does stick, and I feel like as long as it's sticking every
yeah.
once in a while when I throw it, I mean, that's when I'm getting my point
so
across.
So this is, did you say banishing?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's banishing like a spirit.
Yeah, sure. Or, I mean...
like, a demon? Are wizards fighting demons?
Some wizards are, if you believe in demons.
Dude, that's legit.
Are they?
Wait, okay, some so do you believe in demons?
I want to know what kind of wizard you are.
What kind of wizard I am?
You can't just say a fucking happy wizard. I mean, you gotta believe in some bad
So
stuff.
Wouldn't it be, like, a neutral wizard, though? Aren't there, like...
Yeah, but, I mean, let's be real. If you're just happy with everything...
A good neutral...
So I'm an indigo wizard. So it's... In grade school, we learn about color coding our wizardry, and okay. So I would actually, and I haven't declared my major in wizardry yet, but definitely heavy leaning towards that. And I have done a rite of passage into being an indigo wizard. So that's how I identify, and that's basically a wizard who's there to. I mean, wizardry in grade school is about serving your community. So you want to help the people that. Need the help. I mean, Gandalf is there for the hobbits.
Absolutely. Right. But he still knows how to kick ass.
And he still knows how to kick ass, yeah. And he's kind of there when he's needed the most. You know, I mean, Gandalf disappears for a long time during the Lord of the Rings.
Oh, people don't realize how much of the first movie he's not fucking in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gandalf the Grey literally exists for like 30 minutes, and then less than. We get Gandalf the White for the rest of the...
Yeah,
people don't fucking realize that.
Yeah. It's still Gandalf.
This isn't a spoiler because that shit's been out for 20 years. Motherfucker dies, dude.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway.
So that's what I'm working towards with my wizardry is kind of just helping my community. You know, I mean, and I'm kind of in an outreach stage right now. I did a little bit back in 2020 where I first became a wizard. I reached out to my friends on Facebook and. I had started doing some tarot readings, and so
I don't want to know.
And so I
find it interesting.
And I was still learning about tarot, and I'm still learning about tarot. So I reached out to my friends on Facebook, and I was like, "Hey, I'm a wizard. Do you?"
I sure hope you brought tarot cards.
Oh, I did.
Oh fuck. Okay, go on before we see you.
All right. So I reached out and asked people. If they would like to participate in a type of ritual.
A seance.
Not quite, but that's coming.
We're going to bring this doll to life.
Yep. And I got, I think at first I got 8 people that volunteered.
Oh, which, shit.
Which is quite a few.
I can't get 8 good. People to show up to fucking jet.
And I mean, I was giving them free art. So what I was offering was to... do a tarot reading for them at some point, just on my own time, and then ponder what that reading meant, and then as I came up with what I felt like the card meant, I would draw that type of thing. And then I gave them the drawing and asked them to keep it or give it away or give it back to me, and they were done thinking about it. And this was back in 2020. So far, I've gotten none of them back. So, I mean, nobody's returned it to me. I did specifically ask them not to throw it in the garbage, but...
Yeah, the landfill's got a couple of them.
and I don't know. I've talked to some people, and they say that they still have them. So it's like, well, that's pretty cool.
Well, they're probably scared. He's like, motherfuckers. He casts a spell at me if he knows that doesn't happen.
I'm going to collapse tomorrow because of this.
So let's go off on the tarot cards here. Is it the fucking... Like you see on... I'm relating everything to movies because that's what we see, right?
Sure.
Unless you've been to Vegas and you've fucking paid $5 for those, you know, old lady tarot card readings. Is there a fucking
I think those ones are a sham, bro.
Obviously.
Those gotta be a sham.
Where do you draw the line between sham and real? Because tarot, to me, aren't we just supposed to fully trust what you say? Let's see a tarot card.
Honestly, I don't think that it's really about me at all when I'm doing a tarot reading. I usually
So the cards choose themselves?
Kind of.
Can we do a tarot reading on Corey right now?
I like to ask
people... Oh, fuck, I would love to do a tarot reading on me, man.
...what the card means to them when I go through it. And that's kind of my style. It's more improv. Oh,
man. Interesting. So, like, do you shuffle them, basically, and whatever comes out first is...
He's got to take the jokers out first. It's like a deck of cards.
That was...
The instruction card?
That okay. is, I think that is the instruction card. We got just like a...
Yeah, like
tells
a... Like
you
a...
It's an instruction book, and then... Yeah.
And then nothing of... Yeah.
Nothing.
Two, so the
two
jokers.
Bonus cards.
You were totally right, Tim. So basically, the Jokers. But there totally is Joker cards. Like, I know this for... Or no, they're called the Fool. I know this. I know this only because my best friend, who... He had a tarot reading done of himself once, way back in the day. And the very first card that got pulled, or whatever card that was supposed to be for him, was the Fool. And it's like a... He travels all over the place and, like... I don't remember what else, but it was that was him, and so he got it tattooed on the back of his leg. Huh. It was interesting.
Oh, dang.
It's interesting, Tim. I don't understand it because I'm not a wizard. You don't understand it either, Tim. You're not a wizard.
I just think that the different cards can be different things at any given point. So, I mean, you can commit like a specific definition for each card, but mostly I just kind of feel like it's however it makes you feel and
interesting
what it means to you at that point in time.
Huh. Okay. Tim, get up here.
I was gonna
are you gonna you're gonna do a picture of this?
Yeah. If he's actually gonna give you a little reading.
Yeah.
You want me to
Yeah, why not? Yeah. I've never done this.
I don't do a lot of live readings. I've done exactly two.
Make sure yeah.
Make you feel confident.
Yeah.
Exactly two of these.
Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah. I believe in it. You're a wizard. I am not. I've watched Harry Potter like a total of 1, 2, 3 times maybe. I watched Fantastic Beasts, so the wizard I think is a wizard that like has a suitcase that opens up to
off if we relate to any wizard.
I don't know.
That had way bigger impact on me than Harry Potter.
But there was more Harry Potters.
That's not
debatable.
6 Lord of the Rings movies.
There's 8 Harry Potters.
And there's like 7 of the Harry Potter movies, plus there's 2 Fantastic Beasts movies.
Yeah,
so, again, that's like
the Amazon
12.
Series is going to obliterate them all. Okay,
I can't wait.
We could do the Oscar. How many Oscars did Harry Potter get?
I don't know.
They've ever won one.
Probably not.
Okay.
They won Grammys. That's why.
I got a snap. Okay.
Well, what do you see, Corey?
I don't...
Bigger penis. get serious, Corey.
Serious. I'd say fame.
Whoa. Okay. I didn't peg you for an attention person.
You wouldn't peg me at all, Tim. But...
Okay.
But... Yeah, no, fuck, dude, I'm an attention whore. I fucking love it, like...
Alright.
So the first thing I'm going to do, and I kind of already shuffled these cards pretty well, but first thing I'm going to do is clear our space here. And I'm just going to take my wand and say, clean and clear, may this space be free from unwanted energy. And that just kind of takes anything that we don't want out.
I like
out
that.
Of the space.
Yeah.
You seek fame.
Swords.
5 swords.
You got a 5 of swords. So, I mean, this guy's like picking up some swords. Looks like. That's what it looks like to me.
Yeah, it looks like he's got like a whole bunch of swords that he's picking up. Like from people that have dropped them.
And then we have 2 people in the background here.
Facing away.
There's mountains in the background. Mountains are kind of like goals sometimes. They can be seen as, you know, like a challenge or something they can overcome. And, I mean, those are off in the background. So, I mean, that looks, I would say that's kind of a, you know, a good thing. It's kind of any kind of challenges you have or maybe off in the distance. And you have water. We see that. Water, a lot of the times, is going to relate to emotion or communication. I don't know why these people are facing away, though. What do you think?
Because they're afraid of me, because I'm gangster as fuck. Sorry, Tim, that's one of you.
Yeah, but the famous people, wouldn't they be looking at you?
So this guy is... So you see this person as you, then.
Or wait, are all those people looking the same way?
No, because it looks like they're at the back of their head, so it looks like they're facing that way. And this dude is, like, maybe looking over his shoulder at them. maybe going away from fame. Maybe it's not for me. Huh. Maybe my fuck you, Tim, is gonna get taken right back.
Do you only do one card?
No.
Oh, okay.
Just this time.
Oh, okay.
It kind of depends. You want to do another one?
Sure,
you
we could.
Do you feel like you need more insight?
I feel like he needs to go more in depth on his if he actually wants fame.
Okay.
Are we allowed to touch these? Probably not, huh? I don't want to fuck up the juju. No.
Yeah, don't touch it, Tim. You're gonna fuck shit up.
I know. Well, it's your shit though, so I mean, I don't. It's only your life.
So, what about fame? Are you looking for insight on? Are you looking at how to?
It's the bitches, isn't it?
How to obtain fame, or are you looking into maybe what your life would be like if you were famous?
The former.
How to obtain it?
Yeah.
So that's an Eight of Wands. And, I mean, when I see wands, wands represent air to me. Some people it represents fire, I think, because sticks can burn. But in wizardry, I've learned that swords are actually representative of fire. And wands are representative of air. So an Eight of Wands, when I see that, I think that it's like you have the wind at your back, you know, so you are on your way there. It's kind of like a go get it card. That's how I would see it.
Fuck you, Tim. I'm leaving this podcast. I'm done. You see that shit? I'm famous now.
Pulls the mic out.
Fuck this. So it's that's legit,
like,
though.
Just go for it. You know, like this is maybe where you are with fame now. Maybe this is where what you need to obtain it.
Got and it.
Maybe.
Oh, I want to see the last card.
Maybe that's what it's like when you do obtain it. It's the Nine of Pentacles. Pentacles, man, what a perfect card. It's
dude.
Wealth.
And you're a woman.
I know. Look how pretty. And I got a bird. Dude, yeah, that's cool.
And you got a nice castle on the background.
Yeah,
that's super cool.
You're in grape fields.
That's neat. I've never had a tarot reading. That was fun. Thank you, Derek. I like. Oh wait, Newt. Thank you, Newt. I sent the wrong.
Whoa. Okay.
I sent the.
We're good.
It's all right. You know, a lot of people, even people that I practice wizardry with, call me Derek, and honestly, I don't mind either way. I will accept any name that people.
Did you
call
get
me.
To? Did you choose Newt?
I did. And the way that came about is kind of interesting. A lot of wizards pick, like, you know, nature-y names, like, I don't know, some type of animal or a plant or something like that. But
tree.
I was, like, when I was first learning about actual wizardry and, you know, I found the book and all this, and there's a section in the book about naming yourself. And you kind of use a mathematical formula and to figure out what names work and align with your magic number, which is has to do with your date of birth, and
the Pythagorean theorem,
the Pythagorean numerology.
Oh, okay.
So same dude.
Yeah.
Just a little bit different, but he was also a magician, I believe. And, he had a lot about numbers. Anyway, we can get to that in a little bit. Cause I do have something I want to mention about the magic number, but
oh yeah.
But as far as the name goes, I was researching a lot about my ancestry, and so I was kind of talking to my family about it, and I was talking to my dad, and I was also kicking around, you know, what should I name myself as a wizard? And I asked him. I thought that he had wanted to name me Lars, and I was like, oh well, maybe I'll, you know, go with this name that he had thought about naming me at one time. And
that's a fucking ways from Derek.
Yeah. Lars.
Like Lars, and then you end up with Derek. Like, one is definitely
like,
Viking sounding.
Not like Bill or Phil. It's fucking totally opposite.
Yeah. And he told me that it was actually Newt. And so I was like, oh, interesting. And so I ran it through the formula, and it worked out. And it worked out when I made it Newt Timpson, because that was part of the ancestry part, I guess, in like ancient Norway or something, that's kind of how you got your last name. It was like something to do with the street that you lived on, or and then your dad's first name.
Huh.
And I'm his son, so Tim.
That makes sense. Yeah, like
Newt Timpson.
Yeah.
So your wait, is that your actual last name?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
I don't need to hear it. Okay. For a second, I was like, wait, holy fuck, it actually worked. Okay. All
right. Yeah. That would have been gangster as shit, right?
Holy like, shit.
So yeah, that's how that came to be. But my friends call me both Derek and Newt. It's all good.
And your friends are on board. You haven't like lost friends.
I don't think so. I think that I've mostly gained friends from being a wizard.
It sounds like your parents are on.
I don't know. I mean, every time I've mentioned being a wizard to my dad, he's just kind of like, So I don't know. He probably thinks it's a little bit.
He's just like, okay.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, supportive. Hey, saying nothing is way better than
being
opposing
like,
an asshole, you know?
Yeah.
No easier way to alienate your fucking kids.
Yeah. No, he's good. He supports me and everything that I do. So I just don't know that he's understands what wizardry is, and we haven't really had the conversation. So
I mean, yeah.
I think I'm still like I understand
sex
some
talk
of
with
it.
Dad or wizardry.
I mean, there's honestly one that's way cooler.
Right? Yeah. Okay. So before the tarot cards, we were talking about when you were I don't want to call it like blessing your items with.
Oh yeah.
Were you okay?
Pretty much. I mean, it's
well,
so
binding.
Walk us through that
binding.
Yeah, walk us through that.
So. It's kind of different with everything. I mean, with the wand, a lot of it was just in the crafting of it and carving the runes into it and, you know, rubbing oil into it and all of that. And then, like, also chanting while I did it. And I carved my – I actually came up with a different name before I came up with Newt. And so that's carved into here. And then I have my wand's name carved into it. But
– What is your wand's name?
The Four Winds.
The Four Winds.
See, yeah. Fuck again, yeah. Wizards have the like most gangsterous fuck names. It's
because
always so
Harry,
cool.
Harry Potter's wand had its own. Now that I think about it, all their wands have names.
Yeah. Yeah, you name it. It's a. Okay, why? I guess I'm going to ask this because I don't want to speak. Why name it? Is it like the naming of like when
because
dudes
it's
just
a,
name
it's
their
a part
vehicle?
Of you. I mean, guys name their dick.
What the fuck?
Some
hold
magicians
on, but hold on, before you go on,
I do not participate, but I'm saying he's binded to him. Guys name lots of stuff, so if this is binded to him, why not give it a name?
But you specifically went and said that dude's
well, yeah, I'm just using an example. I'm not gonna fucking name my finger, but guys are weird, do they name their dicks? You know that.
I've never named my dick, that's fucking, nope. Yeah, that's, like, I think you just wanted
it. So, I mean, yeah. I do understand that it's a thing.
Yeah.
I
mean, just relevant names like Stinky Pete and shit like that. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
Corey got you sidetracked. God damn it.
So the naming is, it's more of like a binding thing as well then.
Kind of, yeah. Some magicians say that to name something is to have power over it. I don't know exactly who said that, but I think that was maybe an Egyptian thing.
So you feel like you have power over that.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of feel like it's a part of me. I think that I don't let anybody else touch it. And when I walk past the tree that I harvested it from, you know, I communicate with that tree. And I go and I'm like, hey, Oki. And we chill for a little bit. And I, like, watch the place that it was cut from. And I think about how, you know, it's an oak tree in 100 years. That's just going to be, like, this knot on this tree that a wizard took a wand from.
Well, that's kind of cool to
and
think
this
about,
is going to be somewhere else.
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
Like, this will be, like, buried in the ground somewhere. And
well, it should be buried with you, right?
Probably.
So,
I want to be cremated, but...
Oh, so what happens, not to get off topic of the utensils, but what happens if you break your wand?
I don't know. I'm very careful with it, but I think that if I broke it, I would probably...
I mean, accidents happen, you know?
Yeah, I think
like,
that
are you able to make a new one?
Or do you have to rebuild?
Or do you just accept the fact that it broke for a reason and you still use it because it's still usable?
I would probably do some kind of ritual to like put it into retirement and build a new one.
Got it.
Like that's what I would do personally.
Interesting. Neat.
And so when I consecrated it, I used some smoke and it's been a while since I did it, but it, chanting and just kind of, I could tell you more about this one, I guess, as far as the ritual goes and consecrating it, because I didn't know exactly how to do it. But with the wand, it was a lot of just in the craft work and then kind of a like little ritual afterwards to call it my own and put it at that level of like being bound to me. But with the Athame, it was a little bit different. I didn't know how to do it. Because when you consecrate an Athame, part of it is when you actually forge it. And I found this one at an antique store. So I was like, well, I don't know how to do that. Or you might, like, put it in water and when it's super hot or something. So I consulted another wizard that I sometimes talk to, and he has a Patreon that I've had some communication with him there. His name is Devin Person, and he does a podcast called This Podcast is a Ritual. And in one of his monthly online sessions, this is before I was in wizard school, but I had made this. I didn't know how to consecrate it. So I asked him, I was like, well, you know, I might as well ask a wizard. And he said, well, you know, make a sigil and then throw your knife at it. I was like, oh yeah, that's a good idea. So that's how I've done this, along with martial incense. So I also did like a little bit of a ritual with that, some incense and other compounds. And then I did some chanting and ran it through the smoke and that sort of thing. And all of these herbs come from Vintage Apothecary. There's a woman here in town, or I think she's out of Bridger.
Yeah, is it the little shop downtown?
It used to be downtown.
Okay.
Yep. Her name's Melissa Siana, and she's my go-to herbalist. She's where I get all of my stuff from. She's super knowledgeable. So if you ever have a need for magical herbs, she's...
Looks into Corey's eyes.
She's the place to go.
Oh,
gonna break shit,
that
Tim.
Was fucking perfect, dude. If you ever had a need for herbs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's great. She does workshops and stuff around town too. So
yeah, no,
check her out.
So what do you do with the herbs most times?
Are those just for what was the term you used?
Consecrating.
Consecrating.
Yeah, that's all that I've used these for. If I wanted to, or like for ritual use. This is the one that I use for my Athame. I mean, if I was going to go out and do some serious banishing of something, I would probably want to be burning some of this at the same time.
Is that just sage?
It's dragon's blood, sulfur, rue, sage, and mullein.
Huh.
So it's a pretty intricate blend.
Does it smell?
Yeah.
Can we smell it?
Mm-hmm. Go for it.
Interesting. So, like, back onto, like, witches, because witches use a lot of this as well.
Sure.
So, is there much of a difference between, like, witches and wizards?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think that it's more just how you identify, but,
Well, we'll say Wiccan, because...
I would say that as far as, like, witchcraft and Wiccan goes...
Witchcraft. Okay, yes, that's the word I was looking for.
I think that a lot of it ties back into grimoire. From like the Renaissance period. So you have these ancient authors like I don't know, I can't think of them at the time, but there's like the three books of occult philosophy. He was super old. I mean, that was like way back in the Renaissance period, and he wrote a grimoire, people say it was like a bunch of people that compiled this. Because I mean, a lot of this has been hidden for so long. It's the occult, so people haven't wanted to know about it, probably because
they
have been persecuted for it forever. You know?
Well, and if you, I mean, I think about it, the whole magic thing, like I had an aunt growing up that gave me a book as a kid and went through and crossed out the word magic or magical throughout the book, like.
Yeah, it has
It has negative connotations.
Oh, okay.
It absolutely does.
So that aunt was probably religious.
Oh yeah, very much.
Okay,
so
where does religion play a role? Do you have to be an atheist? Can you believe in whatever religion you want?
You can believe in whatever you want.
Is it okay? But is it primarily wizardry primarily made up of people who are like agnostics, where you don't don't know what to believe, or
I wouldn't say so. I would almost say that as far as the wizards that I've encountered, they're all very people with varied beliefs.
Okay.
You know, you might have somebody who's very into meditation and the yoga. Maybe they're Hindi, or maybe you have someone who is a Christian and they're into saints. I mean, I consider all of that stuff magic.
Okay.
And I work on a meta model of magic, so I will kind of take anything that I want to believe into account. And there's a lot of stuff that I don't believe, and there's a lot of stuff that I do.
So, like, do you believe demons?
In demons? I mean, maybe for some people. I don't feel like I've ever been afflicted by a demon.
See, that's where I'm at. I believe these people aren't just going fucking nuts and, you know, going to this.
Like, there's a reason for it, but it's never
happened.
There's
a reason. Dude, like, Ed and Lorraine, the people from The Conjuring, the actual seance people, they're a real couple.
Yeah.
Like, they have that house full of fucking shit. The Annabelle doll is fucking real. Mm-hmm. These artifacts are real. So, there's something. They weren't just fucking scam artists for 80 years, you know, going to making the shit happen at people's houses.
Right.
So, demons are real, but I'm with Newt on this one. I haven't experienced one. Hopefully, I don't ever fucking have to. But you never know when you buy a home, I guess.
Yeah.
Do you know anyone who has been affected by a demon?
I don't think so. I mean, not that I'd have known.
Not that they've told you. They haven't flat out asked you, dude, I know you're a wizard. I need fucking help.
Yeah, but I wonder, I mean, when I think of demons, I wonder if they even know, like, that they have, that they're, like,
what if you're just
affected by some kind
of... yeah, say you're, like, clinically depressed.
Mm-hmm.
According to the doctor, you're clinically depressed, and you just hate life. What if that's a demon affecting your fucking state of mind every single day?
Possibly. I mean, I don't rule it out. I mean, I think that that's a situation where, sure, you could turn to magic to try to resolve something like that. You should probably also, like, seek some counseling and stuff.
Yeah.
You know? But
yeah.
I think that if you feel like magic is going to help you, you should use it. I feel like that's what it's there for.
So if it, what can we use magic for? Anything and everything?
Well, it's just, like, cleanse. So if you don't know if you have a demon, you can't actually say, this fucking thing's haunted. Would magic just, like, cleanse the room? Like, the aura? Like, your would it cleanse your body, your soul? Like, what does it... Like, Corey, what would it
good
do?
Question. I think... I mean, as far as what can we use magic for, I think that we can pretty much use magic for whatever reasonable things we're wanting to manifest. And I feel like... And what I've learned in grade school is that magic is probability enhancement. So, through doing a spell or through making a sigil or doing some kind of magical practice, you're enhancing the probability of that thing happening for you. And maybe it's just because you're setting your mind to that and that's what helps you do it. But I feel like there's more of, you know, why? Why does it happen that way? Well, I think that it's magic, personally. As far as your inquiry goes about, like, you know, are you just cleansing the room? I mean, I think that that's part of it. You know, maybe if you're in a good space where a demon isn't going to like. I mean, and there's herbs and stuff that maybe they don't like the smell of that, or they don't like how the certain energy that a certain crystal has. You know, put that in your room. Maybe that does keep it away from
crystals,
you or something.
Do, I obviously know of crystals having energy, but, like, do you keep crystals at home? Where you've got these big, huge fucking things, you're like,
I've got some, yeah, and honestly, like, collecting rocks, I think that it's more than just crystals. I think that it's, I mean, all rocks and minerals. I've always been attracted to them, like, from being on the playground, finding cool rocks. And that was kind of one of the realizations I had when I was becoming a wizard. I was like, you know, wow, I've actually been collecting rocks forever. Like, this is something that I've been doing my whole life. And, it's...
Yeah, we want to see everything you brought.
Oh, yeah. And so... This is one that I've been carrying around since, I don't know, 2009?
Like, electrolysis lines on there or some shit? Like,
I think it's some kind of petrified root. I knew the name of it at one time, and then I promptly forgot it. But I've kept it around. I mean, it's well-worn.
Did you find it?
My grandpa gave it to me.
That's
so it
cool.
Has, like, a...
Wow.
Has, like, a, you know, a personal connection to it.
Yeah.
And I've always kind of kept it around to maybe... remember, like, my grandpa's wisdom. And, I mean, he's still around and stuff. So, it's like, what would my grandpa do in this situation at all? Like, kind of think on, or, like, meditate on this rock. And it just kind of reminds me of him. So, it's also what I use to represent earth in my practice, because I do like to recognize all the elements.
And you can tell it's been in your hands a lot.
It can, huh?
You really can. Yes. It almost looks like a rock from water.
Mm-hmm.
I would assume the oils from your skin over the past however many years.
Yeah. 10.
10 plus 12. 13.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this has been rolling around my pocket for a decade, you know, and...
Dang. Yeah, I've always seen, you know, there's... Dude, rock shops are a fucking thing.
Yeah.
You know, my sister's a big hippie. You know, I like to call her hippie just because that's what she calls herself, right? Mm-hmm. She fucking loves... That's her. She loves rocks. Like, she's addicted to fucking going to rock shops and buying these fucking $200 fucking crystals, you know, like fucking crazy looking shit. I personally have never felt like an energy from them, but mm-hmm. her and her husband swear by that too. So yeah.
And it's all about how it makes you feel, you know? I mean, if you're attracted to that kind of magic, as I would call it, then go for it. I mean, if rocks are your thing, get some rocks.
They must do something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you've
never experienced that?
No.
That's fucking... Man, I am just... I, my mind is just hurting from stuff to ask. Corey, go.
It's a lot to take in.
There's so much to take in. With an... Like, being open-minded, because I'm... We're actually both pretty open-minded to literally anything.
Oh, yeah, just, I agree. I listen. Furries. I know you guys get it.
Except what?
I said except furries. I don't get it.
I kind of don't get it. I understand the role-playing.
I'm not going to say anything to you, but I'm going to look back and be like,
I understand. I understand. Not directly, but I understand wanting to spice things up in the bedroom so you dress up as a fucking dog. You know, woo, woo, woo. Okay, whatever. That's your thing, but the whole...
I mean, dude, I have seen things. We're getting off topic here, but I've seen things now that there's like... It was like a sex club diner thing.
Oh, yeah.
And like, you went in and... There was masters and, like, their pets. And the person wasn't in a costume, but, like, acting as an animal.
That's
like
dom and submissives, yeah.
I don't get it.
Some people like to be dominated, you know, a little choking and stuff. But some people take it to the next level where they got to fucking leash them. Like, yes, master.
No, they weren't talking. They were barking
that's
and meowing.
Dogs don't talk, dumb.
I guess I should have fucking.
Of course, you've probably gotten high enough your cat talk to you, huh? If so, I want to hear the fucking story.
No, I've never had a cat talk to me. I've never had animals when I was all fucked up.
Yeah, true. Good thing, poor animals. Who knows what you would have done?
I would have loved on them, and they would have. They'd have been like, "Please leave me alone." I've been like, "No, you're first. You don't feel so good against
of course
my face."
He's petting the shit out of the cat for like 40 minutes.
I love cats.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so...
Cats are the best.
Cats have always been, like, around in, like, magical-type stuff, right? Like, they, like, ward off demons and shit like that. Like, is that a fucking thing?
I don't know. I think my cats are just cute and kind of feisty. And...
Okay. So they don't play into the wizard.
Do animals?
Yes.
Yeah, like, I think a lot of people use animals in magic. I don't personally. I mean, kind of. My animals are definitely good for me. I mean... I walk my dogs every morning. They keep me exercised in the morning.
Right.
They wake me up. I mean,
so much of it is the spiritual believing in that wizardry. Yeah. Huh.
So, I mean, some people take it to the next level and, like, you know, do spells with their animals and stuff. But that's just not my thing, I guess. I feel like, you know, they have their own.
Their own thing going on. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I went in totally Hollywood and I was like, gonna fucking ask Newt, can you make something levitate? Can you make a fucking spark of shit? Do you believe that? Do you call them your elders? People who are higher level wizards?
Okay, so here's the question: what is it when you reach level 7? What do you become? Is it just you're a wizard?
You become a journeyman.
Ooh.
So do you
think that is your profession?
Do you believe a journeyman can make things actually levitate and shit?
I mean, as far as like physically levitate, I don't. Think so, but I mean,
okay.
I don't know that much about quantum physics to say no. I mean, maybe
anything's possible.
I mean, maybe like a
because yeah, dude, quantum physics
so
is
to,
like
to end the question of all questions. It's not like the movies.
No, I don't think so.
Okay,
no.
So you don't have like cool robes, or do you have cool robes?
I've got a fucking
a cool
robe.
I need to make a robe.
So
And
you've never been to this to the campus, obviously. I'm assuming.
Right. But there is one.
Yeah.
So this is gonna sound stupid, but like Hogwarts, do they go to class in their like robe, or do you just show up?
So you have actual classmates who are attending this school every day, a physical school.
I think that they have classes in like certain time periods. So like maybe you'll go attend a class period from May to June or something. I don't know.
Exactly. Gotcha. Okay, so it's right. Okay, but do you show up? As far as you know, do they show up in their robes or like is
they
it?
They have them probably.
Okay.
If I was gonna attend a live class,
yeah. Are you?
I would go.
Okay, for a lack of better terms, does it look like a fucking Halloween party at this? Because will everyone's match? Because if you're supposed
probably
to make
not.
Your own,
you'd probably have different colors and different styles.
Okay.
I mean, your different colors are gonna be symbolic of the type of magic that you.
So you're indigo.
So. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Man, that'd be fucking wild to be outside this school and you're fucking like, what are these people doing? They're fucking walking in.
Is there such a thing as a red wizard? Because if so, I want to be it because that sounds cool.
Yeah, probably. I think that red is.
I like green.
Oh, fuck
yeah.
Yeah.
That's
dude,
totally
I'm straight going to be a. Like, that's a gangster. Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to be a red wizard and I'm going to alchemy some money.
Yeah, Nuke gets a free semester if you sign up using his referral code.
that would be so legit. That would be so okay. Is there like how many classes do you usually take per like semester?
You can enroll in up to 6 at a time, but
okay.
I mean, as many per term as you can handle, or as many as you can.
Right. Okay.
So how many did you have to complete to go from level 1 to level 2?
Or almost level 2.
There's a few required classes that you have to take, and then I think they have to have 12 credits, and then from there on it's 24. But I'm just, my method has just been to take all the classes that I find interesting, and so I'm just kind of going.
So you just kind of wing
slow.
It and get them all. Interesting.
So there isn't a class on demonology and spirits and stuff like that.
Oh, there probably is.
Okay.
Yeah, it's probably in like the ceremonial magic department.
So like, what's been your favorite class so far?
So far, oh man, there's been some really good ones. I've gotten a lot out of my core energy practice classes. Stuff that I've been doing for a long time already, but learning how to do it from someone who's very knowledgeable in the subject has been super beneficial.
Right.
So I've really loved those. And then also my So You Want to Be an Indigo Wizard class has been excellent. And my introduction to Wizardry 100, I think it was called, that one was really great.
So there aren't like bullshit electives like home ec and dumb shit like that people can fucking burn through, obviously.
Yeah, I
these are all like
Legitimate.
And
yes.
I kind of thought that at first. I mean, I took one class called Celebrating Winter, where it was mostly just like a forum-based class. And when I took it, I almost thought that, you know, maybe this is going to be kind of an easy thing that I can kind of have in the background. I can interact with people in the forum online. And then I, like, got into it, and I realized that there's actually a lot that I had to do. And it ended up being one of the more challenging classes that I had. It took me a few months to complete. You know, I started at the beginning of the winter and I finished it last week, so it's taken me the entire winter. But I think that, you know, in hindsight, that was the purpose of it, was, you know, celebrate your winter season. And sometimes I kind of get seasonal depression and
everybody gets down
in the dumps in the winter and just am so ready for it to be over. And this winter, I feel like I was much more in tune with the season. I did a couple of rituals, one with my wife, where we like made some drinks and looked at some tarot cards, and we did another one where we burned a mullein torch on Yule, and that was really cool. I had never seen any of that, but I also learned that in this time it's a lot about bringing light into your home and bringing light back into our everyday lives, because, you know, the sun is changing, and I started building a relationship with the sun that I never really knew that I could build before. Like, I never really thought of the sun as like this spiritual thing, but after taking this class, I really, really have. And like the energy that people can harness from the sun, I just feel like that's something that is really beneficial. And like the sun is just like this awesome, great thing that we can't live without. And it's like there for us every day.
Huh.
Yeah, I guess I never think about it. I'm like,
that's consistent.
Because it's just the sun. I'm like, yeah, it's just the sun.
Oh, yeah, I mean.
But if the sun were to go away, we would be fucked.
Anything's like that. You know, if, like, we didn't have bees, we'd be
fucked.
Everything is, the cycle of life is so, like, peculiar that we do need these levels.
So delicate.
Yes, you know, if we need fucking trees, you know, we need the sun. If the Earth didn't fucking rotate, if our axis wasn't this exact single degree, I mean, all the shit that people take for granted, you know.
Yeah, and I mean, that's a good point. I mean, it is something that people take for granted. And I mean, one thing in the winter that is a big thing here in Billings that I noticed this year is that a lot of people don't have a warm place to go at the end of the day. You know, I live over by South Park, and it was a few weeks ago, I was out walking my dogs, and then there was somebody that I had noticed there for some time, like the past couple of days, and that day there was first responders over where I had been noticing this person, and I don't know exactly what happened, but, I mean, that was pretty concerning, and it made me think, you know, well, not everybody has a way to get back into shelter,
yeah,
and Billings doesn't have a place for everyone to do that.
Well, no. They do, but they're just so overrun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, which means that there's
which means that there's no place.
Places. Yeah.
Yeah.
For some people, or you know, they have maybe these people have certain circumstances that don't allow them to go into these places.
Uh-huh.
Which is really a bummer. And I mean, there's people out there getting frostbite and things. So next year I kind of want to do something where maybe we can give these people a little bit more. I want to do like a clothing drive or a coat drive or something. And I read recently, I think that it was on KTVQ, where you can't always get to where you need the clothes. Like, you can't always get to the Salvation
Army. You can't go across town.
Hours, you know, it's 11 at night.
Yep.
You're out on the street and it's cold. What are you going to do? Well, I think that there should be a box somewhere.
Yeah,
maybe
like
in
those,
the parts.
Like those book boxes. Have you ever seen
exactly.
those?
Exactly. Yeah,
you swap a book. You leave a book. It should that we should just fill one with clothes and just pray that people's good nature be like, sweet, I'll just take this one coat today.
Mm-hmm.
That way some selfish person doesn't take all of them.
Yeah. And I think that would – I personally
a fucking like clothing – a clothing box would be sweet. We should do that.
Yeah. Let's do it.
That'd be fucking dope, actually. That'd be sweet. So what – is this all you brought? This everything you brought?
Huh? Well, let's see. Let me dig in my bag.
A bag
of tricks.
If you
want to show more, we're here to show more, dude.
So the last thing, and so now I've brought out everything that I use.
It's a fish.
All representations of the elements here. We have earth, we have air, fire, and then
water.
We've got water. And the fish is really, really pretty cool. I didn't know what kind of vessel to find for my water, so I was like looking for a cup or something that I could use, and I wanted to be able to drink whatever I wanted out of it. I mean, if I want to do a spell with whiskey or something, I want to be able to do that. And you know, if you find like stainless steel thing at an antique store or something, you don't really know what
you don't know what's been in it.
and I mean, you have like
an old World War II canteen would have been cool though too.
Oh yeah. And I mean, I could have picked anything.
Sure, yeah.
But I didn't know what to pick. I couldn't decide at like an antique store at all what I wanted to get. And I always try to kind of go for older stuff or stuff that's used or stuff that I could make. So I made a sigil, and like within a day, I just made a sigil asking for, you know, my water vessel to become apparent to me. And like within a day, I walked by a garage sale that was by my house, and I found this, and I was like, oh, a fish, it's perfect.
That's
another fucking example. I mean, it happens to, like, people who aren't wizards, too, be like, sometimes this shit just manifests, you're like, man, that'd be cool, and then it just
fucking... And then it just happens.
Then it happens.
Yeah. But it'd be nice to have a reason.
Yeah.
He gave himself a fucking reason, and the next day, he found it.
Instead of, we're just like,
oh, dumb luck, No, it's like, yeah, I just made that happen. I'm powerful.
So as wizards, we believe that that's a synchronicity. You know, we are able to recognize that there's a synchronicity wave that's about to happen, or, you know, we're able to throw the stone that creates that synchronicity wave, and anybody can do it. You know, it's just about setting your mind to it. And manifesting it, and you know, you get a cool fish.
So it's another example of wizardry that I personally wouldn't have thought of because I was so focused on.
I was focused. Yeah, reaction, I was focused on a wand and someone saying.
Wingardium Leviosa. Yeah.
I was hoping for an Avada Kedavra, but you know, that's just
going
me
deep.
Pulling out the big guns.
Yeah. Stupid fire. That's funny.
It would be cool. That would be. All seriousness aside, I would love to be able to be a wizard that has like a wand that has sparks that fly out of it when I like
one
yell
thing
at
about,
someone.
One thing about like, wizards,
it would be fun.
So there's lots of talk, and this plays into like how extraterrestrials and stuff too. But there's lots of like, have you heard of the theories that we forgot our ancient technology and our ancient languages?
Sure.
So it's the pyramids. I don't believe for one second that humans built them by hand. I just call bullshit on that because there's way too many fucking, way too many things out there. I was just watching a thing about the fucking King's Chambers and the Queen's Chambers last night, and I was like, yeah, that's fucking bullshit.
Aliens.
But regardless,
they literally put aliens in their pictographs. So.
Yeah,
exactly.
They couldn't have left us any clearer notes. But regardless, there's a lot of theories that say the humans used to have super, super advanced technologies, but we're actually dumbing ourselves down. Do you think that happened with wizardry? And I'll use the. Have you seen the movie Onward yet? The Disney
love
movie.
That movie.
Yeah. Such a great movie.
Everyone was wizards, and then they came out with electricity, and we didn't need that shit no more. I mean, the same argument could be used with that too.
Mm-hmm. Well, look at the old stories of wizards.
Yep.
Back in
that's my point. Medieval days, there were wizards
and
witches, weren't there?
Here's the other thing: were those wizards actually practicing wizardry, but using performance?
No, they were fucking magic people, dude, and we've probably just forgotten. The part.
I mean, I don't want to say performance magic isn't wizardry, you know? Right. I feel like you can do a lot of really fantastic things with that. And if you can make people believe that something's levitating, how is it not real? I mean, it might be a trick, but it's still a real trick.
Yeah.
It really is.
And it's cool.
And it's a mind. It's a mind fuck.
Totally. As far as people like forgetting, you know, like maybe this was like a thing that people knew at one point and have forgotten as we've gotten this modern technology.
Dude.
I mean, I think so. I think that people used to be more in tune with nature and
absolutely
more in tune with all of that kind of stuff. And I mean, I think that a lot of what I practice is nature based. You know, I really consider the elements when I think of my emotions or when I think of how I'm interacting with certain people. I think, well, like for example, my wife is a Libra and I'm an Aries, so she's an air sign. I'm a fire sign, and she can really make my fire burn a lot hotter.
Whoa.
And
okay.
But you can she's gonna wish I hadn't said that.
I'm clipping this.
But no, it's fine. But you know, and then it's just like one of those things. I consider that when I think about my relationships with people. You know, how is this person's airy energy affecting my fiery energy? Or how is this person's water energy affecting my fire energy? So, you know, they all kind of play into each other differently, and it's
so. Can you tell someone's sign?
I wouldn't say so. Like,
no,
not just by meeting them. I've tried to guess like numerous times.
What do you think my sign is? You've known me for
a
long time.
Gemini.
Oh nope.
No. Are you a Capricorn?
No.
What are you?
I'm a Libra.
You're a Libra?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think my wife is a Gemini. That's the one with two, right? The twins or whatever.
I have no idea. I have
yeah,
no idea.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you know what you are? Is it when you were born?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's your.
I think I was a Cancer.
Astrology.
I think I was a Cancer.
When's your birthday?
January 18th. The cutoff is the 19th.
I don't think you're Cancer, because Cancer is like July.
Or maybe I'm a.
Because my dad was a Cancer.
Might be a Capricorn.
Maybe Capricorn.
Yeah. Look up your birthday, January. What is it? 18th zodiac, right there. Aquarius.
Oh, an Aquarius.
The age
so
of Aquarius.
The 20th of January. See, I'm before Aquarius.
Oh, so you're.
Oh, you are a Capricorn. You know what? Okay, so it's funny because my birthday, and it makes me so happy. My birthday is on fall solstice.
Oh, cool.
And it's one of my favorite things ever because
I
am like
fall.
The cutoff like I am the day of like Libra.
So and I'm a like, I'm a Capricorn. Yeah. What does that mean? I mean, I know there's certain traits and stuff you can look up, but
I think that means that you are.
They can charm anyone, and they have the potential to be manipulative. Oh, you motherfucker!
Definitely not me. They are forthright and honest in emotional dealings.
That's 100%. Fucking you.
I say
you
it
are.
Is.
Yeah, you're an asshole. I know. Sometimes.
That's why I don't have friends. No. What
can I say? Dennis Leary wrote that song about you.
Oh, he fucking did.
I don't know if you remember that song.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Dude, I feel like we're definitely going to need a part two.
Oh, yeah. We are going to need a
because
part two.
Because you'll
been...
be further advanced in your
yeah, absolutely.
Too.
This was fun.
This like, was so fucking fun. I'm so glad.
Eye-opening, I will
wait,
say.
Before... Oh, yeah. That fucked me all up. But no.
Now I
it.
Don't know what's left and right.
I do want to go back to the forgetting things real quick before we sign off here. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I believe in aliens and shit. The thing I was watching last night was these guys just film when they go into like ancient places and stuff, and they document it as they're going. Well, they took the tour into the Great Pyramid of Giza.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they went up the fucking ancient halls or the – I don't know. It's the big, huge 28-foot tall hall
right
before the actual King's Chamber.
Okay.
Because the Queen's Chamber was closed off.
Is it the Hall of Kings?
No, that's the Valley of Kings you're thinking of.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll get to that in a second. I have a really good theory about that. But the actual gallery that you walk up, it's just all stonework. There's no hieroglyphs or nothing. And then you have to crawl into like a 2-foot hole. You have to go into the King's Chamber. Well, in there, there's one piece of furniture. It's called a coffer. It's like the bottom of a coffin, basically, made out of stone. And then there was a lid for it. Well, nothing was ever there. And to make a long story short, the coffer is bigger than the fucking entrance, so it had to have been made before they encased it. Goddamn, I have a fucking hair hanging off my hat or something. Anyway, there's like 5 roofs above the King's Chamber, and each one of those slabs is like over 50 tons. So, I mean, that's over 100,000 pounds a piece. Mm-hmm. So that just goes to show that a fucking human could not have fucking... done that.
Yeah, how would they lift it up there?
Exactly. And don't even get me started about the preciseness of these motherfuckers. Yeah. But the coffer was really interesting because what I didn't know is it's made from a red granite that is only in one place in the world, and it's over 500 miles away from where these pyramids are.
So how did they get it there?
And there's fucking cuts on it. So you know when you're cutting into wood and you're cutting along a line you drew and you start going in too deep and you're like, oh fuck, you better back up. Mm-hmm. You keep going and then yeah. You have that mark. There's actual marks on this coffer where the saw went and stopped. Well, scientists have studied this, and this type of granite is so hard it could not have been made by a hand saw. It had to have been some sort of
laser
machinery or a laser traveling at high speed, mm-hmm. whether it be a laser or the saw blade. And there's perfect fucking – you know when you cut with a circular saw, you can see the striations. There aren't any of that, so you know it wasn't a circular blade. It's just a fucking flat, like you take a fucking knife and go through cheese.
Whoa. What about water? Do you think they could have used water?
They definitely could have. I fully believe
high
that.
High powered water coming down.
If you think of all those ancient civilizations, they made aqueducts and stuff like that. What if they just figured out how to pressure water?
Yeah.
You know, and just get a fucking massive laser jet. That doesn't say how they got it on site. But if they were using it out of stone, that would make sense because they've never found any tools. In any of those sites. So there's another reason that... What the fuck?
Or maybe they learned how to dematerialize that piece of
Bingo.
Stone.
Bingo.
Move it through a different dimension.
Yep.
And place it where it needed to be.
Yep. Unless you... Yeah. Or there's a total alien thing where the fucking saucer picks up the stone, laser cuts it.
Uh-huh.
Still, I mean... Egypt had a lot of people, but they would have had to have millions of guys there working 2,700 hours a day.
Yeah. Well, they were slaves, so, I mean...
I understand that, 100%, but I don't think that they built up mounds around the pyramid and rolled them up with logs. The amount of fucking dirt you'd have to have doesn't exist there! And
it's all sand.
These stones came from the fucking hundreds of miles away.
Yeah.
Where the water was. What's your thought on that?
Wizards. I'm fully in the wizard camp now that they've, like, manifested it, bro.
Shit.
That's what it was. Just, and then aliens came down and helped. Just, and that's, they manifested aliens.
Oh, so let me go off on the Valley of the Kings for a bit. I don't know if either of you know what the Valley of the Kings is.
Yes. It's where all the kings of the Egyptians were buried.
Oh, okay.
Do,
gotcha,
do you know what the pyramid looks like?
I know what the pyramid
looks like. No, the inside. I've seen
some pictures.
So here's a picture of the king's pyramid. Mm-hmm. Or the king's chamber inside the pyramid.
Okay.
To me, that is a fucking letdown. Why would you put a king in something that looks like that? Not a single fucking hieroglyph. Not a single fucking piece of gold.
Yeah.
We were completely wrong, is what that says.
Dude, this was not for a king.
So who would it have been for?
Who knows? There's all sorts of mysteries about this fucking room. Watch some of the shit on YouTube when you get a second. Dude, there's these weird fucking, like, indentations where, like, gears would ride, like, the whole fucking building shifts. I don't know. I'm sounding like a fucking cuckoo bird right now. But it's really, really fucking strange. And also,
it looks creepy.
So this is the king's chamber. This is the coffer. These are those five layers. Uh-huh. They found hieroglyphs on the ceilings of these two layers here. During an expedition.
For no fucking reason?
That makes no sense.
Huh.
But this is the stack. And each one of these is like 50 tons. Oh. That's a lot of fucking weight.
Aliens.
Oh, so let me get to the... Now we got the Valley of the Kings. If that was made to be... I mean, do the king and queen's chambers look like shit?
Okay, so yes. Valley of the Kings. Let's get to this now. Because now you're off on your tangents again.
Well, you asked. This is literally what the Valley of the Kings looks like. It's decked out. Like, this is fucking decked out. Look at this shit. This is where you fucking buried kings. This is real. The fucking people made this. That's where you put kings. Not in those fucking pyramids.
I made
nothing
those
on the walls. Look at this shit, dude. This is fucking...
Yeah, I know, Tim, because I made those. I'm the one who did those.
You did not, you piece of shit.
You don't know that. How do you know that I don't have a fucking, like,
I don't believe that the pyramid was made for the kings at all. Why would you put a king in something that shitty? It looks like a fucking...
Did they find a body in there?
No, there was never a body in that coffer.
Huh.
And by the time it was documented, it was so heavily damaged. You can see a spot where a lid used to be, but there was no lid or nothing.
So there could have been a body, and it could have been robbed.
Absolutely, because...
But you'd think it'd still be decorated.
I don't know how
much.
There would be fucking,
like, that's pretty desolate. I mean, it's just like a stone room.
So this is the old entrance. Well, due to so many robbers, hundreds of years ago, they closed that off. So another explorer created a tunnel in here that cuts you into this main tube here. And then you go up this steep pathway. Over here is what they call the Queen's Chamber. And then you go back up here. This is here. This is like 20. Oh, right here. Yeah, it's like 28 feet tall ceilings.
What the fuck? That doesn't even look pretty.
No. So this right here is this hall right here. It's called the, what is it called? The Great Hall? I don't know. But you're going up this
Solstice.
Just super steep grade. And these, you can see how it gets skinnier and skinnier because the stones are offset. But I mean, it just looks like nothing. And then at the very end of that is the little tiny fucking little dinky fucking entrance. That's the entrance to the king's chamber.
Well, they made it so no one could get in.
I mean, people obviously get in.
So Egyptians had wizards, right?
They had to have something is my fucking whole point on this tangent.
Magicians definitely. Egyptians definitely practiced magic.
Oh yeah, look at their fucking hieroglyphs, dude. There's aside from the flying saucers, there's all sorts of weird shit. And their gods, I think, were magic too, like Anubis and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure their version of their gods were
King Solomon. He was a wizard. I'm pretty sure that he was like one of the first wizards.
Oh shit!
So interesting.
King Solomon, and he wrote, and you were talking about demons earlier. So I mean, he has the Lesser Keys of Solomon. It's all about demons.
Interesting. I didn't know Solomon was a wizard. Huh? We're gonna end on that note, Tim.
Yeah, I agree.
King Solomon was a wizard.
It's fucking nuts.
Fucking think on that for the rest of your life.
Fucking amazing episode. Dude, thanks so much. I thought
he was just a
kid.
Thanks for having me.
Seriously. Yeah. Thanks so much for coming. Thanks so much for showing us your stuff. I'm glad we asked permission before we touched stuff. I don't want fucking bad juju.
Tim's going to start grabbing shit.
I don't do bad juju.
One thing I was laying a bit. Corey was like, yeah, Newt's for sure coming. And I was like, God, I hope he doesn't fucking cast a spell on me or some shit. It's like, I have trouble sleeping enough sometimes. It's like, man, I don't want that shit to go south. And he's like, fucking, you know, like, just get fucking.
Now you sleep all the time.
Right? Yeah. That would fucking.
He'll Avada Kedavra. You'll be good.
No. Yeah, that was dope. We'll definitely be back for a part two. If you're interested in wizardry, what's the name of this school? Do we keep calling it?
Yeah, the Gray School of Wizardry.
The Gray School of
like
Wizardry.
Like G-R-E-Y?
Yep.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I figured as much because it sounds like it wasn't started here.
I feel like it's like a super old institution, like established in 1922.
Or even, way before that, dude. It's probably established.
Actually, it's
got to
be
like,
the fucking 1600s. Or...
Way before that. This is just
I think
an
it was
offshoot.
2009. But...
Oh. If you have more questions, everybody, go to,
grayschool.net. This is fucking dope. I'm going to dive into some of this shit. Oh, man. I love these old buildings. Oh, God.
Alchemy. That's me. I'm a red wizard.
Oh, the Department of Cosmology. I could never get away from that. I would, if I became a wizard, that's it.
It's so good. I've taken some classes out of there.
I would want to be a beastmaster, though, too. Like,
I already am a beastmaster.
Gross. Gross, Tim.
Okay, we've got to go.
This was fun.
This was fucking.
This was amazing.
I'm gonna upload.
Yeah, this is a really good show.
Immediately, because I'm gonna post on Facebook that we have a fucking interview with a wizard. And people are gonna enjoy it.
Yeah.
It's gonna be our most popular episode. I can guarantee that.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet. Thanks, man.
Yeah. This was fun. Thanks for having me.
Bye, guys.